Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing net present value. Net present value is the first step involved in the calculation of net present value, is the estimation of net cash flows from the project over its life. The second step is to discount those cash flows at the hurdle rate. The next cash flow may be even, equal cash flows in different periods, or uneven, different cash flows in different periods. When they are even, present value can be easily calculated by using the formula for present value of annuity. However, if they are uneven, we need to calculate the present value of each individual net cash inflow separately. Once we have the total present value of all project cash flows, we subtract the initial investment on the project from the total present value of inflows to arrive at net present value, the decision rule. In case of standalone projects, accept a project only if its net present value is positive. Reject it if its NPV is negative, and stay indifferent between accepting or rejecting if the net present value is zero. In case of mutually exclusive projects, i.e. competing projects, accept the project with the higher net present value. So if I am looking to undertake a construction project and I want to build a shopping center in this neighborhood and I want to build a shopping center in this neighborhood over here, I want to gather the cash flow information or project out those cash flows, know what my discount rate is, apply that, and then based on those cash flows between those two projects, the one with the higher net present value is the one that you should invest in. So let's look at this example. When cash flows are even, net present value is the rate of return times 1 minus 1 plus the interest rate raised to the number of periods divided by the interest rate minus the initial investment. So R is the net cash flow, net cash inflow expected to be received in each period. I is the required rate of return for the period, and N are the number of periods the project is expected to operate and generate cash inflows. When cash inflows are uneven, we calculate net present value like this. So inflows, cash inflows at period 1, 2, and 3 over 1 plus the interest rate raised to the number of periods minus the initial investment. So if we have uneven cash flows, we can't just project out one cash flow and raise that by the number of periods. We've got to solve for each individual cash flow and then add them together. Example 1, even cash flows. Calculate the net present value of a project which requires an initial investment of $243,000 and is expected to generate a cash inflow of $50,000 each month for 12 months. Assume that the salvage value of the project is zero, the target rate of return is 12% per year. So we have an initial investment at $243,000. Our net cash inflows are $50,000 per period with 12 periods. And our discount rate per period is at 1%. So we'll see that the $50,000 as our net cash inflow per period is multiplied by 1 minus 1 plus the 1% raised to 12 divided by 1%. That gives us, as we work through this, you can see the order of operations. So now we go to the third line down. Okay, so we've multiplied through 1 minus the 1.01 raised to 12 calculated to 1 minus 0.887449. So we're now going to divide that by 0.01. So now we have 50,000 times 11.2551 minus our initial investment of $243,000. So we'll have 50,000 times 11.2551 gives us $562,754. And after we subtract out our initial investment, that leaves us with a net present value of $319,754. So obviously this is a project worth taking because our net present value is considerably high, and this would be a great opportunity for profit. Now let's look at an uneven cash flow example. An initial investment of $8.32 million on plant and machinery is expected to generate cash inflows of $3.411 million, $4.070 million, $5.824 million, and $2.065 million at the end of the first, second, third, and fourth years respectively. At the end of the fourth year, the machinery will be sold for $900,000. Calculate the net present value of the investment if the discount rate is 18%. So now we have to set our present value factor. So we'll take 1 divided by 1 plus the 18% raised to 1. So we'll have 0.8475 as our year 1 present value factor, repeating through year 2, 3, and 4. So we'll see our net cash inflows. Year 1, the $3.411 million. Year 2, the $4.070 million, 3, $5.824 million, and 4, $2.065 million. So we have a $900,000 salvage value that will add to the end of year 4 because we'll end up selling off our assets of the company. So we'll salvage those. So you can see that our total cash inflows will then be multiplied by the present value factor with the correlating time period. So year 1 will be multiplied by 0.8475. Year 2 will be multiplied by 0.7182. Year 3 will be multiplied by 0.6086. Year 4 will be multiplied by 0.5158. Now you can see the present value of the cash flows is calculated below. So 3.411 million times 0.8475 gives us 2.890 million, etc. You can see the calculations. The 4.070 million is multiplied by the 0.7182, etc. So that gives us a total present value of cash inflows of 10.888 million. We'll subtract out our initial investment of 8.32 million, and we will be left with a net present value of 2.568 million. So we are looking pretty strong here and should accept this project. So what are some strengths and weaknesses of net present value? Net present value accounts for the time value of money, which makes it a sounder approach than any other investment appraisal technique, which do not discount future cash flows such as payback period and accounting rate of return. Net present value is even better than some other discounted cash flow techniques such as IRR. In situations where IRR and net present value give conflicting decisions, net present value decision should be preferred. Some weaknesses of NPV. Net present value is, after all, an estimation. It is sensitive to changes in estimates for future cash flows, salvage value, and the cost of capital. Net present value does not take into account the size of the project. For example, say project A requires initial investment of $4 million to generate a net present value of $1 million, while competing project B requires $2 million investment to generate a net present value of $800,000. If we base our decision on NPV alone, we will prefer Project A because it has a higher NPV, but Project B has generated more shareholders' wealth per dollar of initial investment, $800,000 divided by $2 million versus $1 million over $4 million.